Get smart girls. Get OJs.
That's right. This is All-American KIL Theater Weird Beard Show. So each week we draw from names set in an award, one girl's wishing ring and one boy's black onyx initial ring for the KILT Gardens Wishing Well from the Garden Jewelry Company. Here's what I want you to do. Get those names and address in the mail to me so you'll be eligible for Friday night's big winner game. Write to me, Russ Knight, or Gardens Wishing Well, KILT, 500 Lovett Boulevard in Houston. Lovett, talking about Dan, it's 10 o'clock in the tone. From KILT Houston, this is Dan Lovett.
KILT News.
Death and destruction in the news tonight from Florida to Kansas. A hurricane and tornado now plunging into areas into two danger zones. First in Topeka, Kansas. At least three dead, 200 injured by a twister which ripped through Topeka tonight. Homes and businesses demolished by that tornado. The Kansas National Guard has been mobilized at this hour. Here is an eyewitness account for KILT News from a police dispatcher in Topeka.
Well, the only thing that I have right now are three dead, and I don't know how many injured. And two sections of Topeka have been damaged extensively. One in the south and east, the southeast. And downtown central Topeka has been hit pretty hard, tearing roofs off some buildings and flattening other buildings completely. So we're having considerable traffic problems and, of course, a lot of sightseers. However, things are becoming organized. We lost a lot of power. Several gas lines and water lines were ruptured, and there are some fires.
Repeating, at least three dead, 200 injured as that twister sets down in Topeka, Kansas. Now from Tampa, Florida, at least 100,000 persons are in the danger area of Hurricane Alma as she aims her punch at the west coast of Florida tonight. The big blow expected to roar into Tampa around 11 Houston time. Authorities have urged residents to go to any of the 27 emergency shelters in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area. But one woman has boarded up her dwelling and she's waiting for the onslaught of that hurricane. KILT News talked only a few minutes ago with Mrs. Frances Groves in Tampa. She describes the coming hurricane this way.
Lots of rain and lots of gusts. They have recorded the winds here have reached as high as 51 miles an hour at the present time. But by 11 o'clock, they expected to get up to 75, and by 1, 110 miles an hour. So, sir, I'm not scared. I'm in a house by myself, but I'm not scared. They expect it to hit Tampa around 1 o'clock. At the rate it's going now, it will reach the eye in Tampa around 1. The eye of it will reach Tampa at 1 o'clock.
Now the latest coordinates on that angry lady of the sea, Hurricane Alma. Latitude 26.9 north, longitude 82.6 west. New York City, after fussing and feuding for 5 years, the game is known as togetherness today. The National and American Football Leagues merged as one to play as a single league by 1970, ending the costliest war in professional football history. Until the two leagues separate as one, they'll play as separate units similar to two pro baseball set up with a world championship game and a common draft of college players in January of next year. Louisville. The Kentucky Selective Service Appeals Board today rejected an appeal by heavyweight champ Cassius Clay to be classified as a conscientious objector. In Chicago, that once talkative Clay was silent. The Louisville Lip would only comment, "I got nothing to say about nothing." New York City. Secretary of Defense McNamara was at the commencement exercises at New York University today. He was there to receive an honorary doctorate of laws degree. When he approached that stage to receive recognition, 131 students and faculty members got up and walked out. They chanted, "McNamara, a man of war." Houston, a lone bandit made this attempt this evening to hijack a Minimax grocery in the 8600 block of Irvington, but fled without any of the greenbacks. The holdup victim put it this way for KILT News.
Well, he walked up to the window here and they said, "This is a holdup," and hand me over, open the door so I can get in the courtesy booth. That time I had to slip my hand and press the button that we have, an alarm button, and when he realized that I had done that, he put his gun away and ran out.
The KILT Sports Line in the Dome Stadium tonight, a sellout crowd, nearly 46,000, witnessed the Astros 6-1 decision over the league-leading San Francisco Giants. Hollywood, California. The aging 72-year-old bad guy in the movies, actor Edward G. Robinson, suffered head and chest injuries today when he lost control of his car and he hit a tree in Beverly Hills, California. Jackass Flats, Nevada. America's nuclear reactor being tested at Jackass Flats, Nevada, to prove it can operate long enough for a space voyage to Mars. Huntsville, they move out down that muddy Trinity River sunrise in the morning. The great river race could end by nightfall tomorrow, barring any mishaps. KILT's Chuck Dunaway will get a 28-minute head start over his competition from Dallas. We'll have a direct report from Huntsville shortly in the Russ Knight Show. Saigon. American paratroopers today threw back the greatest communist offensive of the year in Vietnam, fighting hand-to-hand with fixed bayonets the Screaming Eagles of the 101st Airborne Division, killed at least 300 North Vietnamese regulars. Bayou City weather, clear. A forecast of cloudy and warm through Friday, low tonight 72, tomorrow's high 92. The weather facts at this hour in Houston, winds now from the southeast 8, humidity 82%, pressure 29.92. At the airport 76 from KILT, a pair of seven. This is Dan Lovett.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet.
I just get confusing now. It's really Smokey Bear imitating Paul Arsek, who's supposed to be, forget it.
One and only, K-I-L-T-16 in Houston, where the music is weird.
20 star, hit four.
When I said I
needed. Hey, that's Dusty Springfield. Hello there.
That's, you don't have to say that you don't love me. Big record, right back with headlines.
The Rolling Stones, the McCoys, the Standouts.
Monday night, July 11th in the Sam Houston Coliseum.
Sunday night, July 17th, also in the Coliseum.
Herman's Hermits, the Animals.
This has got to be the most exciting week in Houston show business history.
Don't miss either show.
Tickets are $5 per seat per show and available now
at H&H Music in Gulfgate,
Owls Records in Sharpstown,
News in Meyerland,
Record Gallery in the Town and Country Village,
Sally Record Shop at 1212 West 43rd,
and the Coast Studios 500 Lovett.
Be at the Sam Houston Coliseum Monday, July 11th and Sunday, July 17th
in the most exciting week in Houston show business history.
I said
bye-bye,
I'm a spider too, and fly, and jump right
in.
Hello, this is Johnny's dedication, the weird BS operator. What does you studs want?
I want to sing a song for Mary and Timmy and Bobby and Harold and Clyde Lundy, a new test county who's over here tonight, and his Joe Clyde. You know, and I want to play a song for my mother, right, Mother? Is that right? Hello, Mother.
Hello.
She's all the weird beard.
Hello, weird beard.
Huh?
Hello.
Oh. Are you there?
I'm here.
Huh?
Uh-huh. That's weird beard.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh. Are you really there?
Yes, I'm really here.
Are you all there?
All here.
Checkpoint. Headline by Dateline tonight. From Philadelphia, Mississippi, Negroes and whites reportedly have exchanged gunfire following a wild brawl between whites and members of the Mississippi Civil Rights March. Police said a white man was shot and wounded. Saigon. The South Vietnamese government has ended the siege of the main Saigon pagoda. Hundreds of Buddhists have been trapped in the pagoda since Saturday. From the war front, the land of bullets and billets today, U.S. troops have beat back three separate attacks by communist forces. Here in Houston, in the Dome Stadium tonight, the Los Angeles Dodgers lose to the Astros. Grady Happen's boys are winners 7-4. From the weather desk, cloudy skies, warm temperatures, some afternoon rain. On the Weird Beard Show, from KILT at 75, and this is Dan Lovett.
KILT, the Houston checkpoint for the pulse of the world.
There she was, friends. She's all there. I guess she's still, I'm going to talk to her and see if I can get a date.
Winter's Day.
Would you like to have an instant replay of all that stuff that went on a while ago? No, I don't think. Instant replay?